Hi everyone, this is Luke Moroney for the Daily Property Search Podcast. And today I want to speak about, would you or I invest in the Hobart property market or the Tasmanian property market? But before I get into that, just a general disclaimer that we don't guarantee that you will achieve the same or similar results to us. This podcast is for general purposes only and should not be regarded as financial or legal advice. So getting into that topic of Hobart and the Tasmanian property market, what do we think at the moment? How are we feeling that things are going to run in Tasmania, in the Hobart market, moving forward? The first point I would like to make in this regard is that Hobart has had a 20 to 25% growth in the past 2 years, approximately 2 years. And the question for all of us is the growth going to continue? Are we going to see another 20 or 25%? Are we going to see a 10% growth? Are we going to see growth actually decline? And now that's a perspective that we all need to look at. And if you look back in history on the Hobart market, what is actually that information telling us? Well, we tend to see over the last 20 or 30 years, odd years or so, that Hobart does grow quite substantially in a short time frame. And it's a situation where that after that growth, that we probably see some declines, and then we go through a long period of stagnation. Now, different markets can work at different times. Even if history is telling us that's the way it's going to work, things might change. Things might be thrown into that market that's actually going to bolster that market substantially or collapse that market substantially. So we've got to take all the considerations into what is going on. Now, a big factor that's coming on, not only in the Hobart and the Tasmanian market, but all of Australia right now, is the tight lending practices. So it's very difficult for a lot of people to get the lending that they were able to get, or the amount of money borrowing they were able to get back 5, 6, 7 years ago. So all markets are generally going to be affected by that to a certain extent. But if there is a willingness for a large amount of population to move into Hobart or move into Tasmania, they will generally see a price growth. So the question is for you right now, if you're holding property or you're looking to buy into Hobart, would you do so or would you sell that property right now if you're holding or continue to hold? That is a big factor for the consideration of what's happening in Hobart. I guess I tend to have the view that Hobart is past its peak. It is seeing some declines there. I feel that in my opinion, and there will be plenty of other experts that may squash my opinion out there, and there was generally going to be different opinions out in the market. And it's really important for you as an investor to take what I'm saying, take what others are saying, put all that information together and see what really resonates with you as an investor. Which way are you going to go? Who are the experts that you're going to listen to or actually use in terms of your property buying? And that's the consideration that I guess we want to make. But in my opinion, after seeing that growth, and I missed out on that growth in Hobart, it wasn't a case of me buying in that marketplace to see that substantial growth or to get the results of that substantial growth that they've had in Hobart over the last two or so years. But I think there's other factors, which I'll explain further on in the podcast, of why I wasn't an investor in Hobart during that time. So that moves me on to the second point, because for me, Hobart and the Tasmanian market, it's not a very passive investment. I wouldn't say it's something that you think about as a massive long-term hold, especially if you're looking for that capital growth. And as I said, it tends to have a short amount of capital growth and then a decline and then a period of stagnation. And I feel like we're probably going to be in a stagnation period for a little bit of time. I guess when you're looking at a perspective of just wholly and solely focusing on the cash flow, well, it may bring you dividends to actually think about having an investment like that in Hobart where it's going to generate substantial gains for you. It might be a market that allows you to go in and renovate a property and flip a property quickly because they're in tightly held suburbs. So different investment strategies can work in different ways. But as I said, I don't feel like it's a very passive investment. And I think you have to be, the reason why it's not passive, I feel like you need to be actually really sharp on the timing when you are a buyer and when you are a seller. And you have to really refine that time down to probably around about a 2 or 3 month period. If you're outside that time frame, you may miss out on some of those opportunities that present themselves on a buying end and then also on a selling end. And that's what we want to consider. The third point I'd like to make is around the social sense, the human sense of the living in Hobart, living in Tasmania. Now, if you were to say to 10 people, and we'll take a survey of 100 people in Sydney or Melbourne, how many people would actually, if they had the chance to, or that for affordability reasons, they had a decision to move from Sydney or Melbourne to other states or other cities, where would they go? And I would suggest, and taking a bit of survey from time to time, that Hobart is not high on the pecking order. Now, it's a beautiful place for people to live and people to travel to, and it's a cool climate. I just wonder if it's something that can really sustain the huge population growth that some of our other cities that sustain over time. So if, being in that cold climate all the time, you more hear about people wanting to move to warmer climates than cooler climates. So Hobart and Tasmania tend to have longer winters, shorter summers. But again, it's got some really good environmental situations where people actually are they want to travel there and experience something completely different. So having that cooler climates, and people tend to want to travel and experience something different. So that is, you know, where the travel comes on. But are you in a situation where people are going to live there for the long term? And I guess what we've got to think about is the economy within that. Is it going to be bolstered economically with a large number of private companies or government institutions going into Hobart to actually maintain their offices and their staff, where it's actually going to generate a lot of people moving into that area for higher salaries and potentially more an improvement in population and improvement in property prices on the back of an economic boost? And for me, I don't see that particularly happening. And I just think we're in a situation where we want to be investing in places where people do want to live and people do want to live for the long term. So we're looking at generational population growth, where families come in and then their kids often will stay and then live there and their kids will stay. Looking at that generational population growth will help an economy. So some things to think about when we're talking about the Hobart property market. Hopefully that's helped you, you know, experience some of the thoughts that we're thinking about as property buyers agents. There are other property buyers agents buying in Hobart, and they've obviously done some good growth. But will that be sustained over the long term? Is that period of growth a little bit longer in other cities compared to Hobart? Do you have to get the timing right? Do you have to be more involved in that investment and less passive? And, you know, the long-term growth for Hobart, the Tasmanian market, is it going to be hampered by the cooler climates? Is it going to be hampered by the lack of economic growth? So all these things for you to consider. Hopefully that helps you in your property investing. And if you'd like to have a chat with me, my number is 0400-332-377. I'll bring you another city tomorrow. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.